Is the One Piece real? Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Snowbike Mike, back at it again, taking over today's Greg Way blog for Friday, January 26, 2024. And the question is simple. Is the One Piece real? Let's talk all things anime, and specifically One Piece, with me today on your daily Greg Way. I thought to myself, what should I talk about? Should we talk about video games? Should we talk about the Royal Rumble? Should we talk about Greggy going down to represent WWE and all the fun? And I said, no, Mike, let's stay true to your heart, because I'm on a journey, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get to share it enough here on this platform. A journey of friendship, of discovery, of adventure, of fun, and heartwarming moments that just make you want to smile. So I thought, you know what? Let's talk about One Piece and where I'm currently at to share with all you anime nerds. If many of you have been keeping up, maybe you've watched One Piece, maybe you don't like One Piece, you better buckle up, because that's all I'm talking about on today's Greg Way. So you've been warned. We're going deep into this one. I am on episode 400 plus. I will give you the story up to the point, and then we'll talk about where I'm at. So if you don't want to be spoiled, now's your chance to click off. I know you're not going to watch that far, or you probably already have watched that far. So don't worry, nothing crazy is going to happen. But we got to talk about where the heck I'm at in episode 400. You thought to yourself, Luffy finding his Straw Hat crew, Usopp, Nami, Zoro, you thought it can't get any better than that. But then no, they head to the Grand Line. They get Nico Robin. They get Tony Chopper. They get my main man, Franky. And you say to yourself, this can't get any better. Then they say goodbye to the Mary. And they go on to the Sunny. And you're like, this can't get any crazier. No, they go up to the gosh darn sky, ladies and gentlemen. They crash land out of the sky, back on the Grand Line, and they continue forward on the adventure to find the One Piece. There have been so many arcs that I've enjoyed, and I'm trying to just fill you up to where we're at, fill you in to get you to where I'm currently at. So we go through Alabasta, we save that incredible desert kingdom, we go up to the sky, and we save Skypiea and all things One Piece related, because you know that jabroni was gonna do something crazy. Then we crash land back down. We have a fun little romp through a marine base. And then we get out of that. We go to the land of the giants. I mean, I'm trying to piece together where else we've seen Thriller Bark. We went to Thriller Bark. Come on, people. That warlord was turning jabronis. He was stealing their souls and making them zombies. Then we get out of Thriller Bark and people are chopping at the bit going, uh-oh, Mike, you better get ready, because it's about to go down. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to say it is going down right here, right now. I'm at Impel Down. And if you don't know about Impel Down, it is One Piece's world's number one prison. This is the marine base of all marine bases. It's part of the Triangle. And if you know the Triangle, you know you're a One Piece fan, because the Triangle is three strategically placed marine bases on the outside of a whirlpool. When you open up one of the gates, whoop! Oh my God, we didn't even talk about that crazy place where we saved Nico Robin. That's Water 7 and something else. You know what that is. We just throw that out the window, okay? That one's hype, but we don't even worry about it. You got the Triangle and the whirlpool. When you open up one of the gates, the Marines use the whirlpool to go across the sea as fast as possible. So now, we have left the island of the Amazonian women with one incredible Hancock. She's the best. Her team is the best. We leave with her because we're on a mission to go save Ace. And ladies and gentlemen, every time that I think this show can't get any better, somehow it continues to get better. And I am so jazzed up to see what's going on at Impel Down and beyond, because whoa, this place is legit. You're telling me they built the ultimate prison for all of these incredible, insane One Piece characters and pirates? They got a prison that goes straight down into the ocean's core. Because remember, if you ate that gum fruit, or that devil fruit, I should say, the devil fruit, you can't swim. You know that. So now they've made the prison all the way down at the bottom of the sea, because if any of these jabronis try to escape, whoop, you're done. You're toast, okay? And so they got Ace. and Luffy and the crew gotta go. But technically, oh my, technically it's just Luffy, people, because if you remember, Kuro, who is another warlord, Marine general, you know Kuro, you know Kumo Kuro, whatever his name is, that jabroni, boom, he popped all of the Straw Hats into different areas. They're all by themselves, and Luffy now has to say, I gotta do this all by myself. So him and Hancock go to Impel Down to save Ace and possibly start a war, which is gonna be crazy, right? And so Luffy's gotta go by himself. He runs in, he sees maybe a friend, Buggy, in there, and that's where I'm at now. That's where I'll stop right there, because there's a small filler arc in between, and if you know, you know. The filler arc, very good, because it sets up a movie, and that was the first One Piece movie I ever watched, Strong World, where we go up against the Golden Lion. And if you know, you know, the Golden Lion is the only person to ever escape Impel Down. The man chopped his legs off, got out of the prison, and then put two swords on the bottom of his legs to replace his feet. Are you kidding me? You can't get much more hype and anime than that. So then we go see the movie and we learn that the Golden Lion wants to go mess up the East Blue, which is hometown to our favorite Straw Hat Pirates. So they're like, absolutely not, bro. You're not going over there with your crazy genetically modified super killing animals that him and his weird clown scientist are morphing and making more angry by the day, shooting them up with this crazy poison gas flower made material. Are you kidding me? So then we get this hype movie where we fight the Golden Dragon, and the Golden Dragon, or the Golden Lion, the Golden Lion wants Nami, the ultimate navigator, because she can read the weather. She knows what to do, where to go. This guy's like, yo, we're taking your navigator. And he does, but the Straw Hats won't allow that. And so I just wanted to catch you up on my passion that is the One Piece, because this has been an incredible journey. If you've been watching or reading, and if you've made it to this point, you clearly know what I'm talking about. I mean, from Alabaster to Skypiea, I don't know where we go after that. Then, Thriller Bark to Water 7. After Water 7 is the crazy Buster Call in the prison. It's like Water 7 meets something else. You know the deal. Then over to Hancock. Oh, no. We were at the Mangrove Forest with the super demigods. That might have been the best arc. But then now we're going to Impel Down. This has been an incredible journey. How does this jabroni write 400 plus episodes of just awesome freaking content? I mean, this is the best story around. This is so much fun. And all the filler that people talk about, love it. I have no problem with any of the filler episodes. They make me smile. They make me giggle and laugh. And I'm lost. I'm lost in the fun that is One Piece. I'm trying to watch two episodes a night because my goal for 2024 is to get through all of the One Piece and be fully caught up with not only the show, because if you watch two episodes a night, I'll be fully caught up on the show. But if I read one book a night, or really I can spread it out because there's not as many books, but I might read all of the books as well to end 2024 to be fully caught up with the One Piece. Oh! It's just so much fun, and I don't have anyone to talk about it with, and that's why I had to hijack today's Greg Way and say, you know what, Mike, we could talk about anything. We could talk about the cool latest games I've been playing, like Pal World, which has absolutely taken over my life, catching all those pals and making a dope base, to Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, which is just so good. The story of Ichiban and his friends, and that story that they're telling in Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth is just something that I want to see all the way through. I could tell you about my Valorant grind and how somehow Riot Games has absolutely taken over my online gaming life right now, from Valorant with Andy Cortez to League of Legends with Washburn. I could tell you how I'm excited to try Tekken 8 for the first time ever. I only know about the guy with the jaguar head. You know what I mean? What else? What else is there in the Tekken world? I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a try. But none of that matters, because the One Piece is real, ladies and gentlemen. And that's really what I'm all about. I want to know where Straw Hat, Luffy, and the gang go. I want to find Ace. I want to know the end of this story. I want to see what's up with Blackbeard and his crew? Because you know he be doing some stuff right now. I want to know more about the Marines and the generals over there, because you do know that Luffy's grandpop is part of that, and he's happy to see Ace. He's happy to see Ace. He's happy to see Luffy pursuing his dreams, but he's also mad that they didn't follow and become Marines too. But you always knew they were going to be pirates, you know what I mean? Will we add another Straw Hat member? I don't know. We just added Frankie. We just added Brooke. Brooke, shout out to you, Brooke. I forgot about you. You all right. You all right now, Brooke. You kind of good. Too much singing. Too much singing for Brooke. Oh, we didn't even talk about when we left. When we left Thriller Bark, and you say to yourself, man, I just had a fun time at Thriller Bark. That was a cool time getting to see a warlord, getting the fun like Scooby-Doo murder mystery type vibes. But you're telling me we're going to end that with Brooke's heartbreaking story that what? He's tied to Laboon, and him and his crew left Laboon back at the Grand Line entrance and told him that he can't come with them, and they cry every... I almost had to stop the One Piece because of that story. It was so beautiful. It was so heartbreaking. Who would dare want to leave Laboon? But now Laboon is there waiting on Luffy. And when they come back the full way around the Grand Line, they're going to find Laboon with Brooke. Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. There's moments like this in the One Piece where you're like, we're 400 episodes in. How does this dude tie stuff all the way back to episode 25, 100, 150? That's crazy stuff right there. We still, Nico Robin, she's out there looking for those giant stones. She's looking for the message. She's looking for the ultimate weapon. That's crazy. Remember Crocodile? Crocodile was one bad dude. I like Crocodile a lot. We got that flamingo guy we haven't seen yet. It's just an all-around great time. And I don't get to talk to anybody about this. And you might have already turned this off. Shucks, you probably already did turn this off. But I appreciate you letting me get in the bag and talk about One Piece, because it's just incredible stuff. It's just so much fun. And Luffy now is going to Gear 3, which is like, Gear 2 was already hype enough, but now Gear 3, he's like biting his hand and he's getting super inflatable, where then he does something incredible, but then he becomes small. And it's like, okay, well, I don't understand this gear. What's going on? I just understand that he's super powerful, but then he goes small. But then how does he snap back? How does he snap back? Oh my God. We got to get a ranking of all the devil fruit, right? You got Buggy with the chop chop fruit. You got my guy Ace with the flame fruit. You got Luffy with the gum gum fruit. But we're talking about the dude with the net. That dude ate a gum gum fruit where then his body can turn into a net, y'all. Do you remember this? You probably don't. That was a crazy scene where the dude was turning into a net. He put Luffy inside of his belly because his body turned into a net. Are we keeping track of all of this? I gotta write down, I gotta get the official rankings of all the arcs and devil fruit powers that we see, because there's some unbelievable fun ideas going on there. Remember that one dude who shoots a bunch of wax and turns everything into candles, like House of Wax? Y'all ever seen the House of Wax movie? Ooh, that's a scary one right there. That's like your nightmare, turning into a candle like this, like, ah! What a bad movie. They gotta stop making bad movies like that, I'll tell you what. But it's a beautiful journey, and I'm having so much fun watching the One Piece on the nightly. I'm having so much fun sharing it with my best friend, Kevin A. Sachs. I don't get to talk about One Piece enough because I don't know enough cool people that watch One Piece and like One Piece, but I'm having so much fun with it. I needed to tell you about that on this Friday as you head into the weekend to maybe get you to watch One Piece, or maybe get you to like think about the One Piece just a little bit, because I know you love these Gregways, and we always love to end these, and I like to end them, I'm sure Greg is the same way, by saying thank you to each and every one of you out there. Thank you for supporting us here at Kinda Funny. You help keep the lights and mics on, but most importantly, you help us, an 11-person team, stay running and having a fun time with this small business. Thank you for becoming a Kinda Funny member. Thank you for enjoying the benefits of that membership with your daily Gregways and so much more. Some incredible content this week, something really special. Man, I could have talked about content and planning for 2024, where I want the streams to go. What is my magic wand dream of what I would love to do here in this company, but we'll save that for another time. We'll do that a different one, but thank you for your support. Thank you for becoming a Kinda Funny member. I hope that you really love this and enjoy this and get your money's worth out of it. We always appreciate your support and we're trying our best. I'm trying my best. You know, I don't wanna say we. I won't speak for them. I'm trying my best every day to make you smile, to make you think a little bit, to make you enjoy and feel like you have spent your time correctly with us here at Kinda Funny. So thank you for watching all of the content. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for supporting with the Kinda Funny membership. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you go out and say yes to adventure. My dad called and he's like, Mike, let's go to Yosemite. And I was like, Pops, I just saw you last weekend. Do we gotta do that? And then I said to myself, you know what? I love seeing my dad. How many more times, God forbid, will I get to see my dad and spend quality time with him? Now that you've moved away, you've become an adult, you know, is a phone call really enough? That quality time, now that he's close to me, should I be spending every weekend with my dad? And so I've decided that I said, all right, Big Mike, let's go to Yosemite on Sunday. So I'm gonna drive 4 hours to Yosemite, spend the day in Yosemite Park with him, then drive 4 hours back home, grip it and rip it into the week, and then we gotta go see him again, right? So now I'm trying to tailor my winter to spend more time with the Pops because I gotta spend time with Big Mike. I love my dad. And I love all of you. Thank you for spending time with me and Greg on the Daily Greg Ways. I hope you enjoyed this crazy ramble about all things One Piece. And got a little, you know, a little love in your life, thinking about your family and your friends. Call somebody you love up. Tell them you care about them. See y'all later. Goodbye.